Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. I am live, by the way. My goodness, what a catastrophe that could have been. Getaway Friday, February the 17th, 2023, 18 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, it's a funny thing. We have these things in the hopper here to play when somebody's not here. And my theme song was set to play after the weather, but it will only stay there so long. And what happened was, we have a long news report this morning, and we have a long, we have a little bit of a long obituary report, so it must have just put it beyond that time that my theme song will wait. But I am live, this is not a repeat, I'm speaking to you on Friday, February the 17th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, and I am in the studio. Give me a call if you have any questions, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, these catastrophes have been going around here the last couple days. As many of you know, yesterday I did not get to do the second hour of the program because Frontier was pretty much having a pretty close to what we're being told nationwide outage when it came to internet for whatever reason. So about 10 minutes of 9 o'clock yesterday, we lost connection. And there was really no way to connect it. I was able to get something rigged up through home. But what a day it was. And it was out yesterday through about 5:30 in the afternoon. So we were out from 8:50 in the morning till 5:30 in the afternoon. But we're glad to be back this morning and hope you're back with us. Now, there's something I want to do right off the top of the program here. I meant to do this yesterday, and we got knocked off the air, so it was not a good situation, but I want to start by doing it this morning, is that yesterday was the 82nd birthday of Jeannie Evers, wife of the late Charlie Evers, mother of Angie Evers, who you've heard on this station many times. And I just want to say, I think Jeannie is one of the nicest people I have ever met. She has always been so nice to me when I've been to her house. When Charlie was not feeling the greatest toward the end of his life, she always invited me in. She was always cordial. She's always thoughtful. She has given me so many things that have to do with Marion history and radio that I would have never had if it was not for her, and I just cannot appreciate her enough. So I'm so glad that Jeannie had a great 82nd birthday yesterday, and I did get permission to say that it was her 82nd birthday yesterday. So if you happen to see Jeannie somewhere, say hello. She turned 82 yesterday and doesn't look it at all, doesn't look a day over 50. Aging very well. So, Jeannie, I hope you had a great birthday, and I hope you're having a great Friday. All right. Telephone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I'm trying to think of what we were talking about yesterday. I think the conversation yesterday was mostly revolving around Feliciano, and I do have some new information on this. Josh Feliciano, who is the current 4th Ward City Councilman, did not get his petition filled out correctly. So he will not be on the ballot in May. Now, what that means is the Democrat, Dana Booker, will be on the ballot. But there is also, interestingly enough, apparently there was going to be a primary in the 4th Ward, so there is another candidate. I believe her name is Twyla. I don't have the name in front of me here. I'll pull that up at one point here. I was kind of in a hurry this morning. So there will be a Republican in the 4th Ward running for office who will be on the ballot, but it will not be the current 4th Ward City Councilman, Josh Feliciano. So that's what that whole hubbub was about. Everybody else is I guess running for re-election and got their petitions filled out correctly. Now, interestingly enough, people who are not running for re-election on purpose, current city council president Todd Schneider is not running for re-election. There is a Republican running for that office, so it will be the Republican because there is no Democrat running for president of city council. And Mike Thomas is not running again. I think Mike Thomas had been on city council longer than anybody. Mike Thomas, the Democrat, who's an at-large councilman, is not running again. So there will be no Democratic at-large councilman that I could see. It looks like Mike Neff, Brett Cornelius, and Aaron Rollins will fill those seats. We have three at-large councilmen, and we have three Republicans running, so that's the way that's going to go. Not much of a campaign there. Other than that, I think that's pretty well it. I think everybody else is doing what they're doing, so there you go. But in any event, and again, Josh Feliciano could still run as a write-in, but I don't think he can do anything else in regard to that. So, if you want to comment on that, we did have quite a conversation going on that yesterday. Feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Remember, I'm at the office today, 740-383-9944. I notice that sometimes when I'm in the office, that I still get calls at home. And I understand that, working on two different numbers depending on the day of the week, depending on what office I'm in. But I am in the studio today, 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say in regard to the whole election process. Now, we might get to our advice segment today. I did talk to Abby about this again yesterday, and she has some appointments this morning, but she is going to try to get here from 12:15 to 1. So tune into that, because we've got a ton of advice questions here that have piled up over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So maybe we'll get to those today at 12:15. Now, other than that, the internet trouble yesterday, that really put a damper on everything. If something's going to drive you nuts in life, it's going to be internet trouble. Was anybody else having trouble with their internet yesterday when we went down? I can't imagine we were the only ones in town, unless it was just on this side of town. But give me a call if anything like that went down in your area. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, well, you know what? It's Friday. I think we all need a break. President's Day is coming up Monday. So I thought we would do a presidential family feud this morning. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a big prize giveaway coming up starting, well, I don't really know when it's going to start, and I don't want to say too much about it yet because we just finalized the deal yesterday. But there's going to be a big a prize giveaway starting here on the station in, I don't know if it's going to be next week, but it certainly will be the week after. I think it will be the month of March. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be one of the bigger prize giveaways we've done here on the station, and I'm not sure how we're going to do it yet to make everybody happy, but we're certainly going to try to make everybody happy, and that will start in March. Okay, let's get to our presidential family feud. I think this will be fun with President's Day coming up on Monday. A lot of people have a big 3-day weekend coming up here. Okay, here's the question. And this is a weird family feud question, but I like it. Name the toughest presidents. Now, I'm guessing this is just an opinion, but we've got 7 big answers here. Who do you think were the toughest presidents? 740-383-9944. Who were the toughest presidents? We've got 7 of them here. Now, this is really an interesting question, because what makes a tough president, I guess, is the question. Could be a lot of things. Could be any of the presidents. I'm surprised at the list, to be honest with you. A lot of famous presidents on here. But the question is, who were the toughest presidents? We've got seven of them. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now remember, they're all presidents, and we've only had how many presidents? 46 at this point? So really only 46 answers could be right here. That kind of narrows everything down. Who are the toughest presidents? Does anybody have a guess here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Presidential President's Day family feud here. Well, we're having kind of a slow start here on this Friday morning, getaway Friday morning. Maybe it's because of all the internet trouble we had. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Clinton?
Did you say? No.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah. Well, you know what? It's interesting. Lincoln's on the list, but he's number five. Way down the list, kind of. Did you think we were playing a repeat this morning?
I did. My phone would get sad. I said, it ain't so. But, and then I was going to back it off, and then you came on, and I was like,
thank goodness, and on till 1 o'clock today, and it's possible we'll have our advice segment later on today at 12 o'clock.
Well, I can hardly wait.
Yep, Lincoln's number 5. You got it. Thanks. Lincoln, number 5 on the list. Absolutely. All right, the question is, who were the toughest presidents? And that's exactly how it's worded here, the toughest presidents. Lincoln was number 5. It's just that simple to venture a guess here this morning. Now, we still have 6 other answers. Who were the toughest presidents? 30 minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time. We've got Lincoln at number 5. Still have 6 other answers. Who's got the answers out there this morning? As I say, we really only have 46 possible answers here. Only 46 presidents. And 7 of them are on this list. Who were the toughest presidents? Lincoln was number 5. Who are the other 6? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I wonder if you can hear me. Well, obviously you can hear me, okay? Sarah called in. But this morning for some reason I don't sound as loud as I normally have in the past. But maybe that's a good thing. As long as we're coming through clear, that's okay. It doesn't always have to be loud and clear. Go ahead, caller.
How about Roosevelt?
Which one?
Teddy,
absolutely. Number 2 on the list. You know, in his day, I think they thought he was probably the toughest.
The toughest?
I think so. Roosevelt.
If he's number 2, somebody must think that there's another one tougher.
Well, I think people will be, because this is obviously an opinion question, I think people will be surprised with some of the answers on this list.
Okay.
It's interesting. Hey, thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh.
All right, Mary weighs in this morning. Teddy Roosevelt, number 2 on the list. Absolutely. Now, there are a few presidents we have to ask which one, because they have the same last name. Obviously, the Roosevelts are one of those. I'm not going to say the other ones, because it might give something away. I don't necessarily know that the other ones are on the list, but you never know. Who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt is number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. Now, think about that. People think that Teddy Roosevelt was tougher than Abraham Lincoln. And I guess it's how you define toughness, really. Is it tough like a strong person? I think that would be Teddy Roosevelt. Or is it tough like a stern person? That would probably be more Abraham Lincoln. I don't know. Who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. So we've still got 5 answers left here of the 7. Who are the toughest presidents. 740-383-9944. Remember, we're in the office today. 740-383-9944. You know, it's good so far. We've had two guesses, and both of them were on the list. That's not a bad way to start the morning. Who were the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, clocks in at number two. Abraham Lincoln clocks in at number five. Does anybody have a guess as to who these other presidents might be? Five of them on the list today. Five more of them on the list. We still don't have the number one answer. We have two and five. Still looking for one, three, four, six, and seven. Who were the toughest presidents? 740-383-9944. Anybody going to venture a guess out there this morning? We've had two good guesses already. I guess you have to decide who is a tough president. What is your definition of that particular word? Two guesses, and they've both been right. So really, you're down to 44 choices. We've had 46 presidents, so you're down to 44 choices here. Teddy Roosevelt, number two. Abraham Lincoln, number five. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Gerald Ford was a football player. Is he on there?
You know, isn't that sad? Gerald Ford was not on here, and I think he was the one who only one who was a real, you know, honest-to-goodness athlete.
Wow. I'm pretty surprised on that.
Yeah, no Jerry Ford.
All right, well, I tried, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep, thanks.
All right, no Jerry Ford on the list here this morning. Yeah, Jerry Ford was a football player. Tough guy. It's terrible he got that rap on him about being clumsy because he fell down the steps at the coming off the airplane, Air Force One, and then everybody thought he was clumsy. No Jerry Ford on the list. All right, 35 minutes past the hour. Who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt's number two. Abraham Lincoln, number five. Still have five other answers to go. Does anybody know who the toughest presidents were? I like the thinking on that last answer, though. You know, Jerry Ford played football. He might be tough. All right, 740-383-9944. Who were the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt's number two, which means we don't know who number one is yet. Who people considered to be the toughest president of all time? Lincoln, way down at number five. You know, when you think about it, I think people think Lincoln's a good president. I don't know if he was a tough president. That's probably the rub on Abraham Lincoln. Certainly was tough dealing with people during the Civil War, you'd have to say. All right. Who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number two. Abraham Lincoln, number five. Still five other answers to go. Who's got the other five answers here this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, we are at the office today, so the number to dial is 740-383-9944. Who are the toughest U.S. presidents? Well, we've got two of them, Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln, but we've still got five to go. Is anybody going to come in with the other five? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Might be too early to think on a Friday morning here. You know, I got I found this the other day. This was given to me probably about a year ago. A really nice book from Ted and Carol Jolliffe. Marion County Memories. And there are all kinds of things in this book. Pictures and things that are no longer in Marion and things that happened in Marion. I thought about asking some questions out of this book because it's really a fascinating book. I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask a question out of this book while we have our Family Feud going. And by the way, if you want to weigh in on our Family Feud, feel free. Again, it's who were the toughest presidents? Now, we've got Teddy Roosevelt at number 2 and Abraham Lincoln at number 5. So if you want to guess another president, give me a call, 740-383-9944. We need 5 more answers. Who were are the toughest presidents? Now, the question I'm going to ask you here, now we'll see how good you are. What year was the Grand Opera House fire in Marion? Now, the Grand Opera House, I believe the sign is still there. The front of the building did not burn completely down. I believe it's down there where the Elks. I don't even know if the Elks still meet there, but it's down where the Elks were on State Street. And I believe it does still say Grand Opera House on the front of the building. And there another theater was built there after the Grand Opera House burned down. But does anybody know the year? And it's going to be hard to hit the year exactly, I understand that. But does anybody have an idea of what year the Grand Opera House burned down here in Marion? Take a wild guess. You might get it. What year did the Grand Opera House burn down here in Marion? I'll tell you this much. It happened in December of this particular year. What year did the Grand Opera House burn down? If you have a guess, give me a call here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Little Marion history for you there. And we've also got our President's Day Family Feud trivia going on as well. Who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. Who are the other 5 presidents that make this list? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who are the other 5 presidents on this list? The toughest presidents, which again could be very subjective depending on what tough means. You know, tough is a word that has a lot of meaning, a lot of different meanings. Who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number 2, Abraham Lincoln, number 5. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still have 5 other presidents on the list that we have not had guessed yet. Who's going to get them? The toughest U.S. presidents. 740-383-9944. Also, what year in Marion did the Grand Opera House burn down? Like I said, I believe the front of the building is still over on State Street. But what year did the Grand Opera House burn down? Well, I guess that kind of brought an end to opera here in Marion. You know, I don't think opera would go over very well today either. It probably didn't go over very well in this day either. You know, I wonder if other things went on in that building, the Grand Opera House, other than just opera. Maybe it was just I'm sure it was a theater that had a bunch of things in it. I wonder if anybody has a record of stuff like that. Things that went on at the Grand Opera House or the other theaters that were here in town. You know, not movie theaters, but stages. I think there were two or three other examples of those. All right, go ahead, caller.
Let's go way back and try George Washington.
George Washington is number 7 on the list. You got it.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right. George Washington does make the list at number 7. So now we've knocked off 3 of them. We got Teddy Roosevelt was number 2. Abraham Lincoln was number 5. And George Washington is number 7 on the list. Now, do you think George Washington, Mr. Revolutionary War, would be happy about being number 7 on the list of the toughest presidents of all time? Probably not, as they say. All right, well, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4 other answers here to go. Who's going to get them? 16 minutes left before the top of the hour. Who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. George Washington, number 7. Who are the other 4 presidents on this list? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. List of the toughest U.S. presidents. Or do you know the year that the Grand Opera House burned down here in Marion? What year did the Grand Opera House burn down here in Marion? If you come within 5 years, I'll give you that answer. But it's been a while ago, let's say that. Has anybody driven by that lately? The sign still used to be up there because the front of the building did not burn. But I don't know if the sign is still up there or not. I haven't driven down that part of State Street in quite a while. So the questions are, what year did the Grand Opera House burn down here in Marion? And then our Family Feud question in honor of President's Day. Who are the toughest presidents? So far, we've got Teddy Roosevelt at number 2, Abraham Lincoln at number 5, and George Washington at number 7. Who are the other 5 presidents? No, 4 presidents. We've only got 4 left. 4 presidents on this list. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I would say number 1 is Harry Truman.
You know, Harry Truman's not even on the list.
You're kidding me.
Isn't that nuts? Guy who dropped the atomic bomb.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Good guess, though.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Harry Truman does not even make the list. Isn't that unbelievable? But again, this is people who put this together, and Harry Truman not on this particular list. And remember, we'll be doing this all day today. I'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. And Pastor Whitaker and I will be on together next hour from 9:10 until 10 a.m. Now, remember, that's our new show, Over the Back Fence. It's a little different than what Pastor Whitaker used to do here with the Pastor Spot, where he and I just have a fun time discussing things. So tune into the Over the Back Fence show with Pastor Whitaker and myself next hour. If you haven't listened there for a while, listen next hour. It's a lot of fun. All right, who are the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. George Washington, number 7. Still have 4 other presidents to go. Who are the 4 other presidents on this list? 740-383-9944. And we still don't have the number 1 answer. How about that? What year did the Grand Opera House burn down here in Marion? Was a big place in Marion in its day. It's in this Marion history book, the year it burned down. It burned down in the month of December, Does anybody know the year? If you get within 5 years, like I say, I'll give it to you. If you're in 5 years of the year it burned down. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What year did the Grand Opera House burn down here in Marion? All right, and we've got our Family Feud question dedicated to the presidents of the United States. Who were the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Lincoln, number 5. Washington, number 7. Go ahead, caller.
Eisenhower, the 5-star general.
You know, Eisenhower was a 5-star general, but that wasn't enough to get him on this list.
You've got to be kidding. Okay, FDR.
Franklin Roosevelt's not on this list.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Tough list. No Eisenhower on the list, and no Franklin Roosevelt on this particular list. Wow, the final five might be hard to come by here. Who were the toughest presidents? Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. George Washington, number 7. Still 4 left to go. And the number 1 answer is still on here. How about that, of all things? Go ahead, caller.
I don't agree with this answer, but I think it might be there. Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan is number 1 on the list.
Oh, he shouldn't be. But
now, explain that to me. I mean, Ronald Reagan, very popular president, very good speaker. But would, in the world of toughness, would he be the toughest president of all time?
Well, he was a tough talker, and certainly the Berlin Wall came down during his administration, although I don't know he had much to do with it, but... I think he always appeared to be a tough talker, and I think that's what got him to be number 1.
You know, that's interesting. I never thought about that. I think you're probably right. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Maybe that's what did it.
That must be it.
He's number 1. You got it. Thanks.
All right. I'm going to go out and spin some presidents myself.
There you go. Thanks. All right, our friend Bob, who listens down in the Columbus area. Yes, Ronald Reagan was number 1 on the list. Now think about that. Of toughest presidents of all time. We've still got 3 to go, though. Does anybody know who they are? Reagan, number 1. Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. George Washington, number 7. 3 other presidents to go. Does anybody know who they are? Who were the toughest presidents? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The toughest presidents. Are we going to get the final 3 in the next 9 minutes? I don't know. It's looking a little rough here this morning. Who are the toughest U.S. presidents? Now remember, in the beginning, there only could have been 46 answers. We've knocked off quite a few here. I bet we're down to 30-something possible answers. 740-383-9944. Ronald Reagan, number 1. Teddy Roosevelt, number 2. Abraham Lincoln, number 5. George Washington, number 7. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Grant.
Boy, there's another tough guy. No Ulysses S. Grant on the list.
All righty.
No U.S. Grant on the list. You know, these generals are not faring very well, but Ronald Reagan was number 1. The toughest U.S. presidents. Reagan 1, Teddy Roosevelt 2, Abraham Lincoln number 5, George Washington number 7, 3 answers left to go and 8 minutes. Is anybody going to come up with these answers? Toughest U.S. presidents. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? I have Kason with me. We're on our way to his appointment, and he has a good guess.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. Go for it.
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, you know, that is a very good guess. He was a tough guy. It's not on the list, though, but good luck with your appointment.
What?
I know, isn't that terrible?
He did. He said because he's Old Hickory, he used to be on the list.
He knew about Old Hickory?
He did, yeah. They learned about it in school.
Well, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. What about Ronald Reagan being number one? You like that?
No.
He had another guess, but I said he wasn't on the list, so I'll let him guess that one. Go ahead.
Go ahead, guess.
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy. You know what? A lot of people might have said he was tough during the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's not a bad guess. He's not on the list, but I can see that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, maybe we'll see Abby later on today at 12:15, and we hope everything goes well with Kaysen during his appointment today, which I'm sure it will. Everything will be fine there. All right, it's an interesting list. There's two more marked off. Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, and John Kennedy. You know, I can see it. Cuban Missile Crisis, that was a tough time. But we've still got three answers left to go. Are we going to get them in the next 6 minutes here? All right. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? Ronald Reagan, number one. Teddy Roosevelt, number two. Abraham Lincoln, number five. George Washington, number seven. We've still got three other presidents to go. Does anybody know who they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who are the other three presidents on this list? Boy, we're about at the five-minute mark, and we've still got to come up with three answers here. I don't know if we're going to make it or not. Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. Those are the four that we have. There are still three other answers. Who are the toughest U.S. presidents? Three to go in 5 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you want to venture a guess as to when the old Grand Opera House burned down here in Marion, feel free. Go ahead, caller.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thanks.
Thomas Jefferson does not make this particular list, although not a bad guess. A lot of people said Thomas Jefferson had a cranky attitude. That might make him tough. All right. Three left to go. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? Reagan, number one. Teddy Roosevelt, number two. Abraham Lincoln, number five. George Washington, number seven. We still need three, four, and six. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? Three left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and we're under 4 minutes now. Who's going to get these things? Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Nixon.
Nixon actually was on the list at number four. You got it.
I thought he'd be number one. Okay.
Now, Reagan was number one.
I know, that kind of surprised me.
Thanks. Okay. Nixon shows up at number four on the list. Well, we've still got two to go. Two to go and 3 minutes left in this segment. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Richard Nixon, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. Now, can you imagine Richard Nixon being above Abraham Lincoln and George Washington? But it's the people who put together this list, so you got to go that way. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? 3 minutes left to go here. Two answers left on the board. Toughest U.S. presidents. 740-383-9944. Ronald Reagan, number one. Teddy Roosevelt, number two. Richard Nixon, number four. Abraham Lincoln, number five. George Washington, number seven. So we still need number 3 and number 6. And we're about to hit the 2-minute warning here. 2-minute warning and 2 answers left to go. We're going to have to get an answer a minute to clear this list out. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? Toughest U.S. presidents. Well, maybe this is one of the answers coming down the pike. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
Was Franklin Roosevelt there?
No Franklin Roosevelt on the list.
Okay.
No FDR. No Franklin Roosevelt on the list here this morning. Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Richard Nixon, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. Boy, we're getting down to a minute here. 2 presidents left. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? Reagan 1, Teddy Roosevelt 2, Richard Nixon 4, Lincoln 5, Washington number 7. Go ahead, caller.
How about Taft?
No Taft on the list. No William Taft on the list. Toughest U.S. presidents. Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Nixon, Lincoln, Washington. Still 2 left on the list here today. Got about a minute and a half. Are we going to get these final 2? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? Or can you tell me the year the Grand Opera House burned down here in Marion, December of that particular year? All right, any more guesses on this toughest president? 2 answers left to go. We might be able to get 2 more calls in here before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. Who were the toughest U.S. presidents? Reagan 1, Teddy Roosevelt 2, Richard Nixon 4, Abraham Lincoln 5, George Washington 7. Still 2 answers left to go here. Who's going to get them? Go ahead, caller.
How about Andrew Jackson? Did anybody say him?
No Andrew Jackson. Nope. No Andrew Jackson. No Old Hickory on the list. We might be able to get 1 more call in here. Does anybody have 1 more guess before we go to the top of the hour here? Don't forget, Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker and myself, coming up from 9:15 until 10 a.m., and then I'll be back with more trivia and things of that nature starting at 10:15, like this. We might have to finish this one up. And maybe some advice coming up today at 12:15 with Abby, if she makes it back in town on time. Hopefully she makes it back in town with a large Diet Coke. Wouldn't that be nice of her? All right, do we have 1 final guess here? The toughest U.S. presidents. 740-383-9944. We've got Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, Nixon, Lincoln, Washington. All right, 10 seconds here to get 1 more call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, I think time is running away from us here. There can't be too many left on the list. We went through quite a list of them there, of the toughest U.S. presidents. Well, I don't see any call coming in, so I guess we're still going to have 2 on the list. Think about it, the toughest U.S. presidents, and we'll probably continue this at 10:15. Be back in 15 minutes.
For Crayon, American Crayon Company? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to say that.
Anything can happen on WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495.
webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect,